Former NHLer, played for the Caps and the Oilers. Now analyst for the Washington Capitals, Alan May, joins us. Alan, it was interesting talking to all the players how Barry Trotz really put his stamp on this team right from day one with really tough, intense, short training camps that really seemed to grab the attention of his players.
Yeah, he has. And I think the bottom line is that new manager Brian McClellan and Barry Trotz know exactly who they are as people. And they haven't been forceful with all the players in the way they've been handling them. They've just been very honest. There's a whole lot of structure they've never seen before. And all the players really appreciate the fact that Barry Trotz has been a coach in the National Hockey League for as long as he has. And they're really hanging on every word that he says. And it's really good to see after all the coaches that this team has gone through that are all first-year NHL coaches. And Barry's done an exceptional job. There's just so much structure that they haven't had before. There's 100% buy-in from each and every player on the roster.
Yeah, Alan, that's the key, buy-in. I mean, you know this game. A coach can come in and say whatever he wants to. If the players look at each other and roll their eyes when all the talking's done, it's not going to fly. Barry Trotz has credibility the second he walks in that room, and they're obviously buying what he's selling.
Well, they certainly are. I look at what went on here the last two seasons, the shortened lockout season, and you know the players really didn't know what was going on, and I don't fault them. You know, every game in the press conferences, the press would point out a glaring error on the ice, and it was the one we might have seen a game or two before, and it was always a different answer from the coach. And now, everything, the players know exactly where they're supposed to be. The rules don't change by the day. The structure without the puck on the ice, how he treats the players off the ice. You know, just a direct, honest performance by Barry Trotz every day. And, you know, when I was playing on the Washington Capitals years and years ago, Barry was in the American Hockey League, and we all wanted to play for him because of the way the players talked about him there. But, you know, he's 10 times the coach now he was then. And you'd almost swear he's too good to be true. When you listen to him talk or you spend one-on-one time or, you know, just any time you get this minute, the guy is so consistent. He's so honest. He's a really good man, and the players can sense that, and they appreciate it.
Alan May joins us. Alan, Jay Beagle will make his season debut tonight, replacing Brooks Like, who was injured. A smaller guy, maybe a little bit quicker. How does that change the dynamics on the second line?
Well, the big thing with Jay, and I'm not sure how long that shuffle will last, because Jay is a true third and fourth line type of guy. He's really good without the puck. He's a hard-working guy. He's huge on effort, and you know he's really committed with the puck. Without the puck, not a whole lot of offensive ability or production out of him. But you know what you're getting is a really. He reminds me a lot of Matt Hendricks without the fisticuffs. You know, you know what you're getting. He'll finish his hit. He'll battle for the pucks in the corner. So that's a little bit different, whereas Brooks has great wheels, can play in the power play. I don't think you'll ever see Jay Beagle on a power play unless he's out there for the last 5 seconds to take a faceoff or something. But excellent penalty killer and just a really good detailed guy without the puck, and he's chomping at the bit and ready to go.
You know, it's interesting, just getting back to Barry for a second. You know, he had the tag as a defensive coach. You looked at his forwards in Nashville, and there was no other way he could play, frankly. He didn't have a lot of offensive talent there. He's got some of the best defensive players in the game in Backstrom and Ovechkin. Is he more offensive-minded when you see him every day than he was given credit for in his days in Nashville?
Well, I know this, that Nashville had better puck possession numbers than the Capitals for about the last 5 years. And it was just that their defensemen were so dominant there, their goaltending, they depended on that. And they didn't have that high-end skill guy. You look at Martin Erat, was one of their top offensive performers every year. And he had a hard time playing on the Caps because his skill level wasn't up to what these guys. Ovechkin is a dream for any coach, if you ask me. And I know he gets criticized a lot, but I think that's more people that don't see him and aren't around. And they'll look at the stat sheet. And, you know, last year was a bad minus year for him, but he's playing the exact same way this year they did last year that he did the same when he came in the league. He's a shooter, he's a hitter, he gets back in his own where he's supposed to, but now the game's a little better. But for Barry, he's never had guys like that. Backstrom, one of the best playmakers in the league. He reminds me of a lot of Joe Thornton, the way he moves the puck around. It's just perfect saucer pass all the time, always hits the right guy, runs the power play. And Barry never had that. You know, when you're depending on Mike Fisher to be your top offensive guy, it's hard to put the puck in the net. It's just different when you have a guy like Ovechkin shooting the puck then you have a guy like Mike Fisher or, you know, of the like in Nashville. And, you know, they had a lot of hardworking players, responsible players that would be, you know, typically, you know, second line maybe on a bad team, but usually third and fourth line everywhere else. And Barry now has so many offensive weapons here. We've got two rookies that are all world. And as time goes on, people will be hearing a lot more out of them. And Andrei Burakovsky and Evgeny Kuznetsov, they are phenomenal players. And Barry's just teaching them how to play the right way now. But they are skilled, dynamic offensive players.
Yeah, it helps having those guys, like, you know, this if not the best, definitely one of the two best goal scorers in the game in Ovechkin. But the third line right now, Alan, that, you know, Jason Chimera in his 15th pro season, actually coming off a career high. Him and Ward and Fair have really gelled together. Chimera obviously has got a goal already this year, so he's off to a decent start again. How does Barry use that line? Will he try to get them out against the Nugent Hopkins line, or does he like going Ovechkin and Backstrom power against power?
You know what? He's not scared to use those guys, power against power. Now with Troy Brouwer back on that line, he's very responsible. He's a hard-hitting guy. And, you know, the difference right now is what you'll see with the Caps is they're going to keep you hemmed in your own zone. The defensemen aren't backing off anymore. They're holding the blue line in the offensive zone. So Barry will just play Ovechkin. He realizes he's got to get him out there 22 minutes a game, and he's not going to cut his ice time back. But when you go to the Fair-Chimera line and Ward, they're a puck possession line. They're excellent on the cycle, and it's not that traditional in-the-corner cycle. They move the puck from corner to corner on the goal line. They battle hard, and they don't take forever to get the puck to the front of the net. They like to shoot. Jason is still one of the fastest players in the league. He's in that, I'd say, that top 20% of players in the entire National Hockey League. He can wind it up every shift. Joel Ward, not so much, but you can't get the puck off of his stick. He's a beast on the boards, uses that big old butt of his to protect the puck, and he battles hard in front, very responsible defensively. And Eric Ferris fit in very well with them. I know last year, the first month of the season, they actually sucked as a line. They were minus every night, and then about sometime late December, they put them back together, and they really gelled and figured out what they needed to do without the puck, and were an excellent puck possession line.
Al, talk briefly about Braden Holtby. Early in the season, of course, but his numbers are very good. That .932 saves percentage jumps out at you. Does that reflect how well he's been playing?
Yeah, and you know, you look back last year, what was a horrible season for him, and
yeah.
I kind of blame what they were trying to do. They were trying to change his game, the coaching staff that was here, and Ole Kolzig came in as a first-year goalie coach, and he was trying to change and add things to Braden's game, and I just don't think it was the right thing. And Mitch Korn's come in here, recognizes what Braden does well. He attacks the puck. He gets out. He challenges it. He's cat-like quick to get across the net. He's a very athletic goalie, but, you know, he just enhanced more things. You know, trying to find the puck through traffic, he's doing a better job. But Braden's been the real deal all season long. And, you know, when he first came in this league, his numbers were really second to none. He came in and just stole the show. And, you know, I don't know why they tried to change him last year, but he's back to being who he really is. And last year's performance at the first half of the season, I don't think that was Braden. I think that was a young goalie that was very confused with all the change in his game that the coaching staff wanted. But now he's back to being himself. Mitch Korn is a phenomenal goaltending coach, communicates well, has a lot of great practice and drills for his players. And he is the go-to guy. Barry Trotz lets Mitch be the guy that communicates with Braden, and there's no confusion as to what's going on or how he's supposed to be playing. And, you know, he's a treat to watch every single night.
Yeah, Alan, I mean, you've been around the game a long time. You know, Ole Kolzig was a fine goaltender, but he was a big guy who played a certain way. It seems to me the key for a goaltending coach is enhancing the best parts of the student's game, not trying to change so much as to enhance. Do you agree?
Yeah, you know, and I'm not bashing Ole. It's just, you know, a young guy, I just believe in having experience on the bench and within your coaching structure. And these guys who are at the game who evolve with it, like Barry has evolved with the game, there are some older coaches that never change their ways and they get passed by. But I look at Mike Babcock. I consider him the best coach in the game. He's always trying to crack the code and figure out how to be a better coach. And that's what you have to do. And when it comes to a goaltending coach, you know, you have to find ways to enhance a player but still go with the strength of him. You know, I look at all the people that rip on Ovechkin and they want him to do this and that, but I never heard anyone trying to make Wayne Gretzky a Selke Award winner. And, you know, there's just certain things you don't do. Or Bobby Orr, they didn't tell him just to quit rushing the puck and stay back and stand in front of your net and drop and block shots every single shift. Enhance who the player is, play to his strengths, and you're going to get more out of that player. Develop, you know, some of the deficiencies, but you still have to go with what brought the player here. And if a kid's a hard skating winger, you've got to, you know, let him be that player. Let him be, if he's physical, let him be physical. Don't take it all away. And the players get to this league for playing a certain way. I don't think you can take that away from them.
Alan, great analogy. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk again.
Yeah, thank you.